Tudo bem? Okay, so let's finish off our chazara and we'll see if we have a few moments at the end, maybe just to share one or two thoughts about Tisha B'Av, which is a very, very central day. A central day. So we're up to the Gemara on Daf. On the Yud test, when the Gemara says, "Kishuhu Menachem Tonu Rabbonon, Kishuhu Oiver Bashura," so we're talking about when he comforts others. Kishuhu Oiver Bashura, when he passes through the line, Lenachem Es Acherim, Sgan UMashuach Shaovar, both the deputy and also the Mashuach Shaovar. Remember, we spoke about the Mashuach Shaovar was one who, in the past, was a short-term interim Kohen Gadol. So he accompanies him as well. B'yamino there on the right hand side, v'roish beis av, v'avelim, v'chol ha'om mismoiloi, the Rosh Bezdin, the avelim, and the masses on the left. So either way, it means that he's flanked on all sides as he accompanies, as he is Menachem the avelim, and clearly that's a sign of honor. U'kashehu oimeid b'shura u'misnachem me'acherim. And what happens when he is the one being comforted, he himself is an avol? Then, slightly different. Sgan miminoi v'roish beis av v'chol ha'om mismoiloi. But the Mashuach Sha'ovar does not come. Mashuach Sha'ovar loy osi gabei does not come. Why not? My timer chol shadaita, because the Kohen Gadol will get upset. It won't be much of a nechaba. Remember, there could be well hard feelings, as it were, between the Mashuach Sha'ovar, because he lost his position once the Kohen Gadol came back, and therefore chol shadaita sovar kochodibi. Kohen Gadol thinks to himself, well, probably, to be perfectly honest, the Mashuach Shaavah is quite happy. He's quite happy, as I think Larry pointed out last time, not just based on the past, but also based on the present. Because if the Kohen Gadol at the moment is sitting Shiva, then presumably the Mashuach Shaavah would come back for 7 days. So therefore, it's not just, as it were, past feelings, it's for the present. So the Mashuach Shaavah might well, as it were, be rubbing his hands with glee, thinking, right, I have another week now in the Beis HaMikdash because the Kohen Gadol is out of commission. So the Kohen Gadol doesn't exactly want to be comforted by the Mashuach Sha'ovah, whom he thinks is actually quite, he's reveling in his distress. Therefore, he stays out of the picture. Omer HaPapa, says the Gemara, Shma Mino Miyom Masnisa Tlas. So we learn from over here three important halachas from the price that we just mentioned. Firstly, Shma Mino Hainu Sgan Hainu Mamuna. Our Mishnah spoke about the Mamuna. This price spoke about the Sgan. So clearly the Sgan is the Mamuna. It's the same. It's just two words for the same thing. Vishma Mino that Avelim Oimdim V'chol Ha'om Oivrim. And clearly this used to be the Minega. The Avelim do not walk through the Shura. To the contrary, they're the ones who stand, and the the masses, they're the ones who pass through. You see clearly that the Avelim are on the left of the Menachemim. Bori Shoina, in the beginning, the Gemara now traces this minhag, hoyu Avelim oimdim. It used to be that the Avelim were oimed. They stayed still, the chol ha'om oivrim, and the people used to pass by, used to file past to be menachemim. So why did that change? V'hoyu beis mishpachos b'Yerushalayim misgarei zu b'zu. There was once a fight between two families in Yerushalayim. Zoy soimeres, ani oiveres tchilo. V'zoy soimeres, ani oiveres tchilo. There was a big machloikas. It's hard to believe that a family, that a machloikas would erupt at the time of the Levaya. Just about who's going first, but that's what the Yetzirah does. So because of that, his skinu, they made a takona, she'eha ha'om ho'imdim. That's it, va'avelim ho'imdim. So which family is going to go first? No family is going to go first because nobody's going anywhere. Because the masses are staying exactly where they are. They stand in a line. It's the avelim who walk through, and that way there's no machlekas. Omar Abi Ma'aba. Rabbi Yoisi, who's clearly the Rav in Tzipori, he restored the former minhag. Once again, the Avelim should be the ones who are standing still. V'chol ha'om oivrim. When you think about it, l'choira, we would say that that is very logical. Just like, for example, if you have to go to a shiva, rachmona litzlan, the Avelim are the ones sitting stationary and people file past. So that l'choira does make sense. What we see now is the minig of the levaya, but the Avelim walk through the shura was not the original minhag, as mentioned in our Gemara, but Rabbi Yossi restored the original minhag, which was the Avelim stay where they are, and the people file past. So he brought the original building back, says the Gemara, Shiyu Avelim Oimdim, V'chol Ha'om Oivrim, that the Avelim should stand and the Om should pass by. Now, there were other takonas that he instituted in Tzipori, even though it's nothing to do with what we're discussing, but because we mentioned the takon of Rabbi Yossi and Tzipori, so we now complete the list. Va'omer Rabba Abba, second one, Hiskin Rabbi Yossi b'Tzipori, Shaloi te'isho maleches b'shuk b'no achareho. No woman should walk in the street with her son behind her. Why not? Mishum Meisa Shahoya, because of the whole story we mentioned last time, she got taken and she was abused. Therefore, a woman should always walk in the street with her child right next to her or in front. V'omer Rabba Abba, Hiskin Rabbi Yossi b'Tzipori, a third takona, Sheyu Noshim Mesapres HaBeis HaKise Mishum Yichud, that nobody should enter the Beis HaKise and not realize that there are Noshim there. So therefore he was Mesakin, that whenever they're there, they should talk to each other. People will hear the voices from the outside. Nobody will come in when they are there, and Chas V'Sholem be over Yichud. Omer Rav Menashe Bar Ibis Sheidis is Rabbi Yishaya Rabba Beis Almin Duhutzel. Va'omali, and he said to me, Ein Shura Pachusa Me'asar Bnei Adam. He said the following aloha, that a shura cannot be less than 10 people. Ve'ein aveile min aminyan. The aveile themselves are not included in that minyan of asara, so you have to have 10 people. This is, by the way, a halacha in Shulchan Aruch. I'm not sure practically what's done if indeed there are no 10 people. If there are, it's a very small avaya. Obviously, this was very relevant, for example, in Corona days. So when it's a very small avaya, if you only have 6 people there, do they therefore not make a shura at all? I'm not sure. This halacha, for some reason, is not mentioned in Shulchan Aruch, although it is in the Rambam. Either way, Bein Shavelim Oimdim, V'chol Ha'om Oivrim, Bein Shavelim Oivrim, V'chol Ha'om Oimdim. The halacha is always you have to have 10 people. As mentioned, for some reason, this halacha is cited in the Rambam, but not in the Shulchan Aruch, which may suggest that it's not halacha l'maisa. I would have to check that out. Okay, says the Gemara, Keshehu misnachem. Says the Gemara, Yiboy Elohu, ki menachem hu achrina. When he comforts others, we were told in the Mishnah, when he's being comforted, what should people say to him? But we were not told, what does he say to others when he's comforting them? So Yiboy Elohu, ki menachem hu achrini. When he is comforting other people, Heichi Omar Lohu, question mark. What does he say to them? Toshema. We have a braisa with 3 words, and it says, Vahu Oimer, and he says, Tisnachamu, may you be comforted. Now, what is the case? It says, Vahu Oimer. Who's the who? That clearly is the Kohen Gadol. Okay. But what's the case? Who's he talking to? Heichi Domi. If you're going to suggest that kimenachami achrin eladid, hey, if that Bryce is talking about where he is the one being comforted, others have comforted him, and now omalahu iutis nachmu, that you should be comforted. Well, that's a very strange thing to say. Imagine the Kohen Gadol is sitting shiva, and people come to comfort him, and they say, you know, hamokim nachem eschem, and he says, yes, may you too also be comforted. Why would you say that to somebody who's not an oval? To the contrary, it's a very bad omen. Says the Gemara, Nachashi Karamalahu, you're casting on him a bad omen. So what must the Braisa be talking about? Hello, Rava Kimanachim La'achrina. So therefore, this Braisa must be talking about not when others are coming to comfort him, but rather when he's comforting others. Omalahu Tisnach Amu, Shma Mino. Yes, that's absolutely conclusive in this Braisa. Okay, then we got to the very last halacha that we saw, Melech Loi Don. We finished with halachas of a Kohen Gadol. We then moved on to halachas of a Melech. A Melech is Loi Don, does not judge. Says the Gemara of Rabbi Yosef, a tremendous chiddush, Loi Shanu Ela Malchei Yisrael. That only applies to a king of Israel for reasons and for a story based that the Gemara is going to mention in a moment. Avol Malchus based David, Don the Don in Isai. The Melech of the in the base David would judge and would be judged. How do I know? The Ksiv base David with a clear pasuk that says Koyam Hashem Dino Levakir Mishpat VeIloi Daininon Le Inu Hechidaina. If he himself can't be judged, well, how can he possibly judge others? As we mentioned early on in the Gemara, it always got to be two sides of the coin. Okay, so therefore, if we have a pasuk says that Beis David can be a judge, clearly that must mean that they can be judged as well. Now, if you remember, we learned to Tosfos together, where Tosfos says this only applies to Dine Momonos, but Dine Nefoshos, you cannot have a melech on the Beis Din, for reasons we discussed then, because once the Melech will be on the Beis Din, he would have to go first, and then nobody would be able to argue with him. So therefore, this is only referring to Dine Nefoshes, Dine Momones. There was one exception in the case of Novel, where the whole Din Torah was for his covered. That's a different issue. So essentially, Tosfos is learning that this is only talking about Dine Momones. So the question becomes, if indeed Malchus based David, David HaMelech and Shlomo HaMelech, they can be a Dayan, and so too they can be judged. So now the question must be asked the other way around. Says the Gemara, Elo Malchi Yisrael, my time alloy. If indeed Malchus based David, the kings from based David can be a judge, so why can the kings of Israel not be? The answer is, Mishum Maisa Shehoya. Because there was a story which ended up tragically. Therefore, the rule became, that's it. Never again should a Melech Yisrael judge. But a Melech of Beis David, the story didn't happen with a Melech Beis David. What was the story? The story was the Avdei de Yanai Malka, the servant of Yanai, the Melech. Yanai was the king of Yisrael. Kotal Nafsha was accused of killing somebody, Omelohu Shimon ben Shatach lechachomim. So Shimon ben Shatach said to the we have to place our eyes on him, and that's it. Even though it happens to be he's a servant of the king, but there's no reason why he should receive any favoritism. And if he is accused of murder, then he should jolly well be taken to Beis Din. So they sent a message to Yanai himself. They sent a message to Yanai, your servant has been accused of murder. Shtadre lohu. So he sent, Yanai sent his servant to the Chachamim. So they said, no, that's not good enough. Sholchulei. So they sent a message back to Noah and Nami lohocha. You also have to come. It's not good enough that the slave comes. Vahua b'ba'alav omratayro. Yovei ba'al ha-shoir v'yamoid al-shoir. Just like the owner has to take responsibility for his shoir, so too, you have to take responsibility for your slave. So Yanai HaMelech has now been summoned to Beis Din because of his servant's misdemeanors. Osav Yosef, so he came along, sat down. Omalei Shimon ben Shatach, no, Yanai HaMelech, Amoid al Raglecho, stand up. Very, very embarrassing, you would have thought. Bizoyen, Amoid al Raglecho. Stand on your feet, v'yoidu b'chol, and there will be testimony against you. V'loy l'foneinu ato'i meid. But don't think you're standing in front of us. Elo l'fnei misha omar v'hoya ho'ilom ato'i meid. But rather you're standing in front of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Shenem ava omdu shnei anosh mashel emari. V'omar loy. Loy k'shetoymar ato. Not as you'd say. Elo k'mo sheyemru chavirecho. Nifne liyaminoi, he turned to his right. Shimon turned to his right. Kov shupane and bakaraka. Everybody was terribly afraid of him. They all looked down. He was a very imposing personality. Nifne l'smoyloi, the kof shupanim bekarkas. Nishanam ben Shotach was the one who summons Yanai in the first place. He's the one who's told Yanai now to stand up. He's looking around the courthouse. Nobody wants to make eye contact with him. Omar Loen, Shimon ben Shotach, Bale Machshavois, Atem, Yovoi Bale Machshavois, Ve'yifra Mikem. The one who is the real Baal Machshavois, who is the real Baal Machshavois, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, he will seek retribution. I see none of you want to participate in this din. What happened? Miyad Bo Gavriel, V'chovton B'karka U'meisu. So Gavriel, having been ordered by Shimon ben Shatach, arrived on the scene, beat them all up, and they all died. At that moment, they said, right, that's it, finished. Melech loydon, v'loydon in oisai, loy meid, v'loy meid in oisai. But that all applies to Malchi Yisrael only because that was the story. Okay, we did see a couple more lines, so let's just have a look. Loi choylets v'loi choylets v'chulei. Remember the Gemara is discussing the v'chulei. Rabbi Yehuda says that a melech can do chalitza, even though we would have thought that perhaps it's considered a lack of kavod. Eini v'ha'omer Ravashi afilu l'man d'omer nosi shemochal al kvodoi kvodoi mochul. Even according to the opinion, there's a machlokes. Even according to the opinion that says that a nosi can forego his honor, but melech Shemochal kvoidai ein kvoidai mochum. Shenemar soim tosim olecho melech shetehe ein mosoi olecho. The pasuk does not say appoint a king. It says appoint a king olecho, over you. That means his presence always has to be hanging over you. There always has to be fear of the king. So how can Rabbi Yehuda possibly hold that a king is allowed to do chalitza and waive his honor? A king is not allowed to waive his honor. And the answer is mitzvah shani. You're right. He cannot waive his honor for no reason. But if it's for the purpose of the fulfillment of a mitzvah, like in our case, over here we're talking about chalitza, then Rabbi Yehuda holds he's allowed to forego his honor. Clearly the first opinion holds that no, he's not allowed to forego his honor. This halacha that the king has to maintain his honor applies in all cases. Yes, Rulay.
If the king was...
Larry, you're cutting out.
Relinquishes him.
Larry, I can't hear you.
If the king, can you hear me now? Can you hear me?
No, I can't.
You can't hear me at all?
Yeah, now I can. No, you're frozen again.
The king is relinquishing.
Larry, you're frozen. You're completely cutting out.
Okay, how about now? Now my internet's good.
Okay, try.
How about now? My internet's back. Is that better?
Your picture's freezing, but...
Is that better? Can you hear me?
Yes.
If the king does relinquish his honor, is a kavod. So who is chayav in that avera? The king himself for relinquishing or those dishonor him?
Very good question. The king is responsible. The king is responsible for not allowing Klal Yisrael to fulfill that halacha of having kavod amelech. But essentially, the king is the one who initiated it. Okay, so it's the end of Zman. Every end of Zman has, I think, mixed feelings. The overwhelming feeling is Be'etzim a feeling of Hakaras HaToiv, Baruch Hashem, another Zman. I think we started this Zman on Daf Yud Beis, if I'm not mistaken. So we learned 7 Daf, which is a tremendous achievement, B'li Ayin Hara, Baruch Hashem. And we hope to carry on Mitzvah Hashem Chodesh Elul. If I'm not mistaken, Rosh Chodesh Elul, this year, I think, is on a Thursday and a Friday, if I'm not mistaken. So we will begin Be'ezras Hashem. We're going to take a short break now. We'll begin on the following Sunday. Sunday morning, I think it'll be Gimel Elul. Blined, I'll send an email before, but it's this coming Sunday, 3 weeks. I'm not sure what the English date is, but 3 weeks. Okay, the end of Summer Zman, in particular, has mixed feelings. Like we said, on the one hand, Hakaras HaToiv, but there clearly is a lot of avoda now as we come to what really is the last day of Zman, and that's the Moed of Tisha B'Av. So I just want to share with you perhaps a brief thought. It's customary in some shuls, and this is the custom in our shul, and I believe in many, at the end of the kinois, One says a kinna, for example, on the over the Holocaust. These kinnas were written by Gedolei Yisrael, by the Baba Vareba of America, by Reb Vosner, by Reb Shimon Schwab. Obviously, a person has to be a very great Talmud Chacham to be able to capture in poetic style the essence of what needs to be stated. It's very important to understand that Tisha B'Av is not Yom HaShoah. Tisha B'Av is not National Holocaust Memorial Day. What is it then? So why is the Inyan of the Shoah mentioned? And the truth is, earlier on in the Kinnas, if you pay attention, some of the Kinnas actually are not discussing Churban Beis HaMikdash at all. They talk about various tragedies that happened when Kehillos were wiped out in Europe. One particular kinnah talks about three enormous communities in Europe that were wiped out. There's another kinnah that talks about a tremendous tragedy in Europe when wagon loads of Sfarim were burned. So all of these seemingly have nothing to do with Tisha B'Av. And the truth is, when the state here in Eretz Yisrael was set up post-1948, which was obviously just after the Holocaust, Gedolei Yisrael were approached. If I'm not mistaken, I saw that Rav Herzog, who I think was the chief rabbi at the time, he approached the Brisker Rav and said, should we institute a day of fasting in memory of the 6 million who perished in the Holocaust? And we'll make, as it were, the Haredi Torah version of Yom HaShoah. The Yom HaShoah that's celebrated here in the Israeli state is unfortunately nothing, not really a spiritual day. It's just a day of lighting candles, etc., etc. But it's not a day of tefillah and fasting and tshuva and slichos. And that was the question, whether that should be instituted in memory of those who were killed in the war. And the Brisker Rav was very against. And he said, no, rather all of that should be incorporated into Tisha B'Av. And that's why we say at the end of the kinnas, those who do, they say the kinnas for the Tisha, for the Holocaust at the end of the Slicha. So for this needs to be understood, why the objection? It would surely, l'chayra, make more sense to have one day, Tisha B'Av, when we mourn the Beis HaMikdash, and then a separate day when we mourn different tragedies, the Holocaust, or the Kehillos that were killed out in Europe. Why is it all bundled into one day? So a very superficial and incorrect answer might well be, well, it's easier just to lump them all into one day rather than having this Memorial Day and that Memorial Day. Let's just all dump it all in one day and get it all over and done with. Clearly, that's not what the Brisker Rav meant. In one of the kinnos, the kinnah, by the way, you need to know that the kinnos were written, it's true, some of them are very hard language, a lot of them were written by Rebbe Elozar HaKalir. Now, Rebbe Elozar HaKalir, there is a discussion who exactly that was. Tosfos in one place says it was actually the son of Rebbe Shimon ben Yochai. We know Rebbe Shimon ben Yochai was in the cave for 13 years with his son Rebbe Elozar. That is Rebbe Elozar HaKalir, and he composed many of the kinnos. So we're talking about kinnos written by Tanoim. Even those who disagree and says, no, it wasn't him, it was one of the Gedolei Rishonim, but clearly we're talking about kinnos that are written hundreds and hundreds, maybe even thousands of years ago. In one of the kinnos, there is the following expression. It says that Tisha B'Av is a day of crying, a day of hesped, of eulogy. And then it says, mispaid chodosh, a new hesped, every year. Every year is a new hesped. What does that mean? What does that mean that every year is a new hesped? Imagine, for example, a great person passes away, a great tzaddik, or any particular individual for that matter, and there's Hespedim, and each year on the yard site, the family get together and there's Hespedim. It's not a new Hesped every year. You're recalling the same person and the same Midos and the same anecdotes, and it's true, each year it's a Chizuk, but it's not a new Hesped. What does the Baal HaKino mean when he says it's a new Hesped, Mispeid Chodosh? Why is it a new Hesped? And the answer is, I think, all based on one short story in the Medrash. The Medrash describes a very tragic story in which Rabban Gamliel had a certain young woman who lived in his neighborhood, a neighbor of Rabban Gamliel himself. And she had one son, her beloved son, and the son at a young age was killed, passed away. And every night at Chatzos HaLaila, this woman used to cry over her son. And the Medrash says that Rabban Gamliel would hear her cry, would remember the Churban Beis HaMikdash, and then cry with her. That's the end of the Medrash. So a superficial understanding of the story would be that he heard her crying, and then, you know, just like when you see somebody laughing, you burst into giggles yourself. It's contagious. So the same true as well. You know, if you see somebody crying, you yourself get emotional, and therefore you remember the Beis HaMikdash. Well, obviously, that's a very superficial look. And also, if you look carefully, the Lashon of the Medrash is he cried with her. Well, why would he cry with her? She was crying over the fact that she lost her son, and he was crying over the fact that we lost the Beis HaMikdash. So that's not called crying with her. That just happens to be simultaneously. And the answer is this Medrash is the key to really one of the biggest Yesodos of Tisha B'Av, and that is, once the Beis HaMikdash was destroyed and HaKadosh Baruch Hu removed his Shekhinah from the Beis HaMikdash, from Yerushalayim, and from Klal Yisrael, so Klal Yisrael now become much more vulnerable in a physical way, in a spiritual way, and many of our struggles, whether personal or national, can really be attributed to the fact that we don't have the Beis HaMikdash, we don't have that protection, we don't have that divine guidance anymore the way we did when we had a Beis HaMikdash. And really what Gamliel was reminding himself was the fact that this terrible tragedy struck, this young mother lost her young child, that itself is a manifestation of Churban Beis HaMikdash. And that's why he reminded himself of the Beis HaMikdash, and that's why he cried with her. He cried with her, not just because he heard her tears and then became emotional, because he realized that that's what happens in Golos. You don't have the same Siyata Dishmaya. We don't have the same divine presence. We don't have the same Gilui Ponim. We have Hester Ponim. And that's why tragedies befall Klal Yisrael. So the fact that he cried over the Beis HaMikdash and she cried over her son, that's really one cry. And that's what it means when we say in the Kinnos, it's a mispeid chodosh. What does it mean it's a new hesped? It means that each year, when unfortunately we are privy to difficult circumstances and difficult stories and people suffering, whether on a personal level or on a national level, we have to remind ourselves that that too is a manifestation of the fact that we don't have a Beis HaMikdash. What does that mean? That when we had a Beis HaMikdash, nobody ever suffered? Nobody lost his parnasa, nobody became unwell, and no tragedy ever befell Klal Yisrael? Of course they did. But you know, we daven every day in our Shmona Esra, we daven this morning, Hashiva Sheftenu Kvari Shaina. Remove our pain. Because when we had a Beis HaMikdash, we always had clear guidance. And if tragedy befell, we could immediately go to the Sanhedrin HaGadol, right? We're learning Masechta Sanhedrin. We could go to the Beis HaMikdash. We could go to the Navi and get clear guidance. What is it that HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants? How can we remove this tragedy? But we don't have that anymore. So the tragedies that befall Klal Yisrael and we sometimes feel lost, that is a manifestation of the Beis HaMikdash, such that every single year it's a mispeid chodosh. There is a new manifestation, another tragic consequence of the Churban Beis HaMikdash, the tzaras that we see around us here in the country, people that we know personally, those are manifestations of the Churban HaBayis. And that's why when the Brisker Rav said, don't make a national remembrance day, but put that on Tisha B'Av, And when we have kinnas that talk about kahilos in Europe that were wiped out, it's not, let's get this all over and done with and dump them with all in one day. What the Brisker Rav really meant to say was, recall the Holocaust. Of course you have to. It's one of the greatest sorrows that befell Klal Yisrael ever. But recall that on Tisha B'Av, because that is part of Tisha B'Av. That is the Mispeid Chodosh. That's the new Hesped. Before the Second World War, they didn't have to recall the Holocaust, but now we do. But that's not independent. That's all part of the Tisha B'Av story. And that's why the Baal HaKinah is saying it's a Mispeid Chodosh. Each year we have difficulties, and we all know people suffering. We see Klal Yisrael having suffering. The Olam HaTorah is always under attack. The Haredi Tzibur are always under attack. All of these are manifestations of the fact that we don't have a Beis HaMikdash. We don't have that clear guiding light that we would have had we had a Beis HaMikdash. So each year, the Avodah of Tisha B'Av is different to the year before. It's not like when somebody passes away and each year you do a Hesped and basically you're recalling the same things because it's the same person. Here we're recalling not just the fact that the Beis HaMikdash was destroyed, but the manifestations thereof. And that's new every year. It's a Mispeid Chodosh. And that's what the Brisker Rav meant, I think. Don't make a separate day for National Holocaust Memorial Day. Holocaust Memorial Day is Churban Beis HaMikdash. That is Tisha B'Av. That's the Mispeid Chodosh. That's why we recall all the tragedies that befall over our history. And the way, in a couple of minutes remaining, as we mentioned in the last couple of Parashat Shurim, the way that we fix up these tragedies is really one singular word. And that's really the essence of Tisha B'Av, and that's Emunah. The Emunah is that we come back to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. If we divorced ourselves from HaKadosh Baruch Hu, then HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, well, then I divorce myself from you as well, and you're thrown out of the palace. Tisha B'Av is a day of closeness to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. We don't say Tachanun tomorrow. We don't say Tachanun today at Mincha. It's a Moyed. Moyed is a Loshon of Va'ad. Meeting, we meet HaKadosh Baruch Hu. We meet HaKadosh Baruch Hu because we say we don't want to be divorced from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. We want to be close to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. We want to feel every single day in our own personal lives whether things are easy for us, whether things are not so easy for us. I can tell you personally from a very painful perspective that I hear, unfortunately, bad news almost every day. I have to sit with couples struggling. How painful to receive a phone call last night from a woman who was married 8 years, finally became pregnant, and then had a miscarriage. How painful the night before to sit 1 o'clock in the morning with a couple crying their eyes out, 10 months married, they have no shalom bayis, etc., etc., etc. All of these are manifestations of the Churban HaBayis. It's a mispeid chadosh, HaKadosh Baruch Hu should help that we should grow on this very, very uplifting, meaningful day. Come back. We should come back. It's the Hakdama to Elul and Rosh Hashanah. We Yechayza B'Tshuva. We come back. And let's hope, Be'ezras Hashem, that this Mispeid Chodosh is the last. And at Tisha B'Av next year should be a Yom of Simcha. We should see Mashiach coming. We should see the Beis HaMikdash being built. And it should be B'mheira, B'Yomeinu, Amen. Okay, so everyone should feel well and miss Hashem.
Amen.
Oh, yeah. Oh, God.